The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Day 13, we appreciate you waking up on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but hey, the conspiracy theories were vanquished and things are much better. There was some, you know, a lot of good news out of the primary election, and a lot of people who, in my opinion, are more voices of the people, I think, ended up making it through. One of those, Noah Robinson, is GOP Senate candidate for Senate District 2. And Noah, we welcome you back here to take a victory lap, I guess, right?
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure.
Well, that was a wild ride, wasn't it, over the last few weeks here?
That was the craziest thing I saw. I mean, my dad ran 4 years ago. His opponent was supported by the lobby, but she ran a clean campaign. We didn't have this sort of stuff. And that campaign was something I did not expect. It was completely wild.
Yeah, well, we could say this about the lobby's influence on the primary in general. It was a lot of races here that were affected by this. Any of the competitive Republican primaries that had had opponents, I think, were finding themselves in this situation. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with all of those other claims and I don't even want to get into that. I guess we're going to see what happens with some people are talking about lawsuits even with what happened in the primary here.
That's right. And we, of course, were just trying to win the election. So we just fought back as best we could. And I know some people are talking about that. We're not involved in any of them. I mean, we'd have grounds, but I'm interested in other things.
Part of me just wants to say, all right, I got to move on here. But yeah, I get it. We'll let them fight their battles. But at this point, then, what are you thinking now that it's a general election battle? And I'm going to give you my concern that I was thinking about this last night. I was talking with Linda about it, too. Linda, of course, campaign manager of other people here, and talked to her off and on about this. And you know that Democrats probably really upset because their charter change thing went down. Both counties, you know, really, not just Josephine and Jackson County, both had this happen. And a lot of policy rejections at the ballot box. You do have a Democrat challenger here for the fall general election. So this is not like you're a Senate-elect like Dianne Lithicum is, you know.
That's correct.
You know, that kind of thing. So what are you thinking heading into this? Because I could see a lot of money coming in from the Democratic coffers. I know the Josephine County Democrat head is a former Stacey Abrams campaign person. And so I can't help but think that this is going to be – the fight's just beginning.
That's very possible. Now, this is a conservative area, so very often they leave it alone, but they really don't like us. My dad has been extremely conservative, very outspoken. They do not want us back up there. So I that's exactly what I'm getting ready for. We need to – we had – you know, this was outstanding in terms of the voters elected us overwhelmingly. We had volunteers working very hard. It was just an incredible team effort, and I really want to thank them for that. It's been wonderful.
Yeah.
And, of course, they need a little break now. But we get into the fall, and we need to be absolutely sure that we don't let our guard down because they
could
spend a very large amount of money. We don't know what they will do.
That's good because you got to run like you're losing, right?
That's exactly right. As soon as you think you've got it, you don't take it for granted. Absolutely not.
Yeah, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that, then. And what is your campaign website, though?
Robinsonfororegon.com.
So you're going to keep that, then, through the
through the
general here. How do you see this general election shaping up as the battle between what worldview and what's the other worldview? And where do you come down in all of this?
Well,
because even there seems to be a schism in the Republican Party still, which has not been healed, I don't think.
That's right. And I think the lobby should be staying out of primaries. I mean, this is causing a lot of trouble. They spent, you know, this $350,000. My opponent was given $350,000, mostly lobby money. That could have been spent in the general election. I mean, I don't mind that. Unfortunately, with 90% of the money coming from lobbies, the Republicans have to take it in the general election because otherwise they're at a huge disadvantage.
Yeah, you can't compete.
So you have to do that. But they wasted a lot in the primary. We had to spend a lot of money. So that's a big mistake. I'm also very worried that the tactics that were used against me, those sort of tactics don't belong in the general election either. And they hurt the candidate. You don't want – if you're a candidate, the last thing I want is someone on my side telling lies about my opponent. It's bad for you. I mean, I think it's clever sometimes, but it doesn't. It can backfire spectacularly, and it's not ethical.
Yeah. Well, I think it did backfire this particular time. I was talking earlier about you know how Linthicum, Dennis Linthicum, running for Secretary of State, a lot of times is talking about he's running as Secretary of State in order to return more of a modicum of election integrity, making that a real part of it. You know, easy to vote, yet hard to cheat. And the Oregon system right now, it's a little wishy-washy, I think.
Exactly, yes.
You know, if Jimmy Carter had been looking at our vote by mail back in the late 70s when he had that little study that he put together about it and he said vote by mail is not a bad thing, he probably would have been laughing at what we're doing right now. But yet, this is the only way. This is the only tool we have,
yeah.
You know, at the moment. But what's also going to be a big lift, I think, over the coming years, and I think we did some of that in this election, was that you can't have just election integrity. I think we also need more candidate integrity, which is what's...
That's exactly right. You know, what the voters appreciate is honest candidates they can trust. Politicians have a really bad reputation.
Unfortunately, it's been well-deserved. Yeah,
it's been, you know, I have 18 nieces and nephews. Most of them are little children. And now they have fun when they see me coming. They say, you're a politician now. We've got to hold on to our wallets. We don't know what you'll do.
Oh, the wisdom of children.
And that's true. And the voters appreciate honest candidates. Even if they don't agree with you on every single issue, if they believe that you will do what you think is right, they will trust you. And maybe if there's two candidates they trust, you know, they'll pick the one that more aligns with their views. But what they really don't like is dishonesty. And, of course, it's unethical. And so, and of course, that's the problem we have up in the legislature. What's the integrity level up there? It's not good. So.
And hopefully we can get past this period in which, I really think what has happened, and this is soul searching, I think, going on right now for the Republican Party. The bill posts of the Republican Party would say all we need to do is just elect an R, you know, is what he would say, but not really trying to have any sort of judgment. But does it really help conservatives, though, to have a Charlie Conrad elected as a Republican? Well, he got turned out this time.
Well, he got what he deserved, 17% for an incumbent.
Yeah.
After voting for that stuff, that's exactly what should happen.
Yeah. But the point is, though, is that the mucky-mucks of the party, though, quite powerful and picking and choosing. So how are you going to work with these folks here, assuming that you get through this general?
Well, first I'm going to present an entirely principled approach. I'll talk to anybody. I mean, I'm happy to work with them. I'm happy to work with the Democrats to try to tone down their legislation, but I'm not going to make deals. So if the legislation at the end of the toning down is still bad, which most of it's going to be, it's a no vote. And so the compromising should stop. And yes, in the general election, I think you're not going to find a case where we'd rather not have the Democrats, so we're going to be hoping that the Republicans win. We need better candidates in the primary. You know, it's shocking in the Senate races. There's only five races where there had even someone filed in the other side against the incumbent or you know, an open seat. And so why don't we have more people interested in these races? Why can't we get better, you know, people from business, people that have done things in life? Why don't we have more people running? And the answer to that is the lobby money, because they know that the incumbents will be protected by money. Hmm. And it's difficult to raise money from individuals.
And this is on both sides. You saw on the Democratic side,
oh, yes,
hardly anybody took on an incumbent. I think that there was one in which there were two or three competitors. And I know that there were two, three people trying to take on Drazen,
yeah,
you know, against he. But, you know, that I'm thinking of another race. But anyway, there were a couple of there was one Democrat race, I know, in which there were like three people going after the incumbent. Still didn't work, you know, that kind of thing. So that is the power of the lobby money. And so the lobbies end up really being the controlling force rather than the voters here. Southwest Oregon.
You see, there's an interesting thing. Incumbents are always viewed as having a huge advantage. It's not as much of an advantage just from being an incumbent because, you know, the truth is a lot of people just don't know who their senator are. They think these positions are prestigious. They're powerful. You can do a lot of good with them. But most people don't know who they are. And so the problem is the money. So if you challenge an incumbent and you have a fair playing field, you have a pretty good chance if you're a better candidate. But if it's not a fair playing field, and that's what the lobby does, they say, okay, we will support you, vote the way we like, mm-hmm. we will make sure you get reelected. And that's the deal making. This isn't cash under the table, it's just open. We'll give you, and it's for small amounts of money. You know, everyone gives them it's a lot of money when it adds up, but you get a couple thousand from every lobby. And I just don't view it that way. You look at the legislation entirely from a principled view. Is this right or is this wrong? And to leave the whether someone's going to support you or not out of it.
Okay. Where do you think is going to be the big issue in play in 2025? Because this is going to be a long session. Is there anything that you're already taking a look at that you know that these are going to be big battles yet to come? Do you know?
Well, I'm a little worried about the statewide property tax thing that they were trying to do last time, which died. Mm-hmm. But when they start something like that, they like to bring it back. I think we're going to be fighting, although there's going to be more efforts to get gun control. It's going to be all the usual things. They're going to want to raise taxes. It's a big deal. And you know, there's something else that we'd like to look into a little more. We don't see a government project that looks like the amount of money being spent is rational. It's like this. It failed, but there was an issue in Josephine County to raise $35 million was going to be spent on repairing school roofs. Well, we looked at that. I mean, materials to repair almost any roof, you know, whether it's shingles or a flat roof, whatever, it's about $1 or $2. And their quotes were $40 or $50. And it doesn't take that much labor to put the roof together. So what's going on? It looks like, and we see that with the capital project. I mean, $500 million to spruce up your headquarters is absurd, no matter what you're doing. But we don't see where the money's going. Everything's costing 10 times what it should. And so these government-funded projects, they like to brag when they, you know, we got $2 million for this or that in the district, and everyone's just looking at the money. But what did that buy? Well, it probably bought you maybe, if you're lucky, a fourth of what it would if it had been done in the private sector.
Is it the prevailing wage laws that are doing this, or
it can't be. Look, the capital project, I mean, end of last year, they claimed they'd put 300,000 hours of work into it. Even at $50 an hour, that's only 15 million. How do you get to 500 million? It's a renovation. Materials aren't that great. Sure, maybe the prevailing wages in some cases are higher than that, but again, that's a fault of the system. Where can you get a construction job for $50 an hour unless you're plugged into the prevailing wage system? Even if it's 100, where's the money going? That doesn't explain it.
It kind of reminds me, and by the way, I'm not saying that I have any evidence of this, but this kind of smacks of, well, when you would hear about what would go on in New York City, as an example, in which the, you know, the contracts are padded, everybody agrees that the contracts are padded, and then there are backdoor deals where politicians and or connected people end up getting paid in other ways. You can't help but wonder.
You wonder, and you realize also a very select group of companies are getting these now because there are so many rules and regulations. You know what? You try to put in a sidewalk, it's got to be sloped within such a narrow range that you might have to take it out three times. I mean, this is a problem. And it has to be enough for the rain to run off, but, you know, the wheelchair. And they got the range so tight that they tear sidewalks out all the time after putting them in because the guy's level was in the wrong place. This sort of stuff. So there's so much bureaucracy, so many rules and regulations that only a few people can do these. And I think that, yes, I think everything's badly padded. We're going to look into this a little more and find out where the money's going.
That would be really interesting because I've even noticed in public projects here in Southwest Oregon, there's like, you know, one architect gets the business, one or two construction companies at best ever seem to get the projects. And I'll bet it is because that the so-called standard is so high that only the big and well-connected can do it. Makes you wonder sometimes.
Well, that's right. No, that's exactly right. And then where all the money is going, it would be nice to know, because it still doesn't make sense to charge $50 a square foot to put a roof on. You'd just be able to build a building for that. It's just a membrane or a shingle.
I know there's inflation here, Noah, but not that much inflation, not quite yet. Talk to me in 10 years. It might be a little different depending on what's going on. So you're going to keep an eye on finance. Do you see any culture war battles really coming in 2025? I mean, property tax, it's finance, you know. But any culture war where, you know, it's, you know, where we have gender affirming getting even more wilder?
That has to be reversed. I mean, the gender-affirming stuff, what they're doing to children, what that whole walkout was about, is just unbelievable. And I don't know how the Democrats got into the position where they were all supporting that sort of stuff, but they need to be tossed out of office over it.
I know Younger ended up talking about the other day. He was at a track meet up in Eugene, and here it is, biological male, just killing all the girls and taking home the trophies. And taking the, you know, I guess, why do we even bother with Title IX in girls' sports these days? There's no point because the boy, you know, the bad or the weaker boys will just say, hey, I'm a girl for sports purposes.
That's right. You know if this continues, women's sports will be gone.
Yeah.
Because what's the point anymore if you can play these games? This has to be reversed. I mean, this, I think it's true. I think they will. The Democrats will try to push this further and further. But at some point, I think there's going to be a revulsion. I don't think ordinary Democrats, you know, ordinary Democrat voters, I can't believe they support this stuff.
Yeah, you think they'd like their daughter, their biological daughter, to actually get a scholarship? I would think so.
I would think so. And they want it to be fair.
All right. Well, keep it in the loop here. And anything's going on, you let me know, okay?
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Are you going to take a vacation right now and go out to Cancun or something? Or?
Well, not a vacation, but I have a lot of other things that I'm supposed to be doing, various work and projects we're working on that I'm going to concentrate on a little bit while I get ready for the rest of the campaign.
You will see Noah Robinson out back weed whacking in the family compound, that compound. Remember the compound on the hit piece with
it? Yes, the compound. You know,
what's going on in this compound?
Only they can take a picture of a farm and your home and do that. It is incredible.
Well, let's hope we don't see any more of that. All right. Thanks, Noah. And congratulations. 829. KMED, KCMD.
Rise and shine with another ultimate breakfast experience from Artisan Bakery Cafe. You'll be wowed once again with their fresh-baked croissant sandwiches. Fresh-baked flaky croissants layered with your choice of ham and cheese, turkey pesto, bacon and egg, or sausage and egg. A breakfast sensation sure to give your day a jump start. Wait, there's more. Fresh-baked bagel sandwiches toasted with cream cheese, bacon, egg, and cheddar. Order online at DoorDash or visit 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer.
Hey, Cody, we should start doing inspections on people's vehicles when they get an oil change so they know if they need anything else.
We already do that.
Let's vacuum the floorboards then.
We already do that too, boss.
We'll throw in a nice air freshener.
Yeah, that too.
So you're saying we do a free inspection, vacuum the floorboards, and throw in a free air freshener every time somebody gets their oil changed?
Yeah, boss. Every car, every time.
Well then, Cody, just keep up the good work.
Visit American Rentier Garage on Biddle Road, right across from Elmer's.
American Rentier Garage, we are united through service.
So, I've been thinking about how nimble and responsive Fontana Roofing is.
And?
Humor me. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Picture, if you will, an unassuming but charming home pending for sale. Suddenly, the tenuous boundary between buyer and seller is a paper-thin, worn membrane of composite material. Beyond lies a harmonious transaction in ruin. Ladies and gentlemen, you make a tenuous phone call and enter the wondrous dimension of customer satisfaction. Next stop, the re-roof zone.
The re-roof zone? Why don't we just say that Fontana Roofing, thanks to their long employee retention, have experienced teams of expert, efficient roofers that are often able to react to our customers' unique situations and turn their jobs around fast without sacrificing quality.
Okay, but I kind of wanted to work in how we have the ability to bend the fabric of space and time.
Let's just let our customers assume that.
Fair enough.
If time is of the essence, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. Provided by Dish.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
8:32. Appreciate you being here this morning. Price of gold and silver has just been soaring recently, and you look at this as a lack of trust in government ability to control the spending. And I don't think there's going to be any controls. There's a bipartisan push where nobody can say no, because if you want something. Like, as an example, Republicans want funding for Israel. The Democrats are going to say, yeah, but we need to take care of Ukraine. And so you want this, you give me that. And the Democrats, of course, are much more prone to actually put their foot down on something. And the Republicans are going to say, well, don't make Mike Johnson cry. Okay. No, in all seriousness, though, this is kind of baked in the cake here. And wealth protection, physical gold and silver, thousands of years of experience on this one, okay? Talk to Jay Austin and Company Gold and Silver Buyers, Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street. and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. And the beauty of what they're doing, beauty of what they do here is they know these markets. And rather than always having to go online to some firm out of town, you go and you talk with the people here that understand it. They will talk to you about it and help you get the best deal on whether you're buying or selling. Okay. And talk to your financial advisor and then talk to the recognized experts. Jay Austin, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. You stop in there right now. Talk with Mark and Andrea. Shoot the breeze. I think you'll enjoy the political conversations, too, if you get into that and finance, too. More. All right. And 6th and G by appointment, 482-3715. You call for that at 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. JAustinBrokers.com, FortuneReserve.com. Steve, how you doing this morning? What are you thinking on Conspiracy Theory Thursday?
Okay, well, we've been talking about politicians and money and everything. And what's happened here in the Rogue Valley, and I think all over the country, is in order to be a real entrepreneur and make a lot of money, you have to go into government because everything is so regulated. The economy of the Rogue Valley is like, what's the average income? It's less than $40,000 a year.
Hmm. What does this have to do with the political money, though, again, please?
Well, the political money has changed the dynamic of how the economy works. And SEIU and the teachers' unions all gather up their money to control what happens in the legislature.
That's right.
But that cuts out the ability to become something else. You know, if you wanted to build a sawmill, you can't. If you wanted to start a business. I was just talking to a guy that I had do some work for me, and they were trying to build a building. And they said that the fee for the permits went from $6,000 to $35,000 in 3 years.
This is, as we would say, a clue that it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. That's absolutely true. But the people who are promoting it think, you know, they're looking at their own self-interest and seeing how they can, you know, get the most money by joining a union or you know, how can...
Well, okay, all right. You know, I think I'm going to cut to the chase here. I think I can see where you're going and what I was not... You know, Oregon is at that point right now where both sides of the aisle are pretty much involved into how can we plunder and grift on what's left. Maybe that's it.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So that only works so far, so long. So maybe we can just to make sure and be the rump state and be ready when it collapses into a pile of feathers. Okay, Steve, I appreciate the call. 836. Captain Bill's going to join me here in just a minute too. We're going to talk smoke.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options, too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Joel here at Mother Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 Crew Cab. Whew, I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford Credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Hey, it looks like Captain Bill forgot to call in or something happened with him on the ranch. That's all right. Well, maybe we'll talk some smoke with him as we head into Memorial Day weekend tomorrow. Now, by the way, Noah's going to be in the Boatnik Parade along with current State Senator Robinson. And make sure to look for them. Okay, just thought I'd mention that while we're at it. And by the way, Diner 62 Real American Quiz. We're going to have that as soon as I get done with my next call, but you can just go ahead and line up if you want. 770-5633, 770-KMED. And if you haven't won this in the last 60 days, we can get you a $20 gift certificate, and you can try that crispy sandwich what they brought back in there, or the two pork chops and eggs, or the 8-ounce New York steak. Oh, man, I got to tell you, that was money. Mm. Good, good, good stuff. Diner 62, just south of White City, okay? 770-5633. All I ask is that you have not won in the last 60 days. Now, Brad, did you get your certificate? You won it a few weeks back.
I did, Bill. Thank you. I can't wait to go use that thing.
Okay, good. Good. Glad to know that. Glad you got that. You wanted to weigh in, though, on something I was talking about with Steve. We're talking about the high cost of permitting and things, but you were saying if you were going to build something, build it now, and why is that?
Build it now. You know, people forget we're in the highest inflation that we've seen in the last 40 years. You know, Memorial Day, a lot of people are thinking, you know, the car dealers, like, hey, Memorial Day, get your new whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you need done, if it's maintenance or products for your home or property, I would advise you to get those contracts taken care of now, because number one, not only are these products and services becoming more expensive, they're also becoming harder to come by. There's a lot of things that we can't even get a hold of anymore.
Could you give me an example of something that you can't get a hold of right now?
You can check me with this with Randall of Advanced Heating and Air, but there's a lot of mid-range air conditioning products that are no longer allowed in Oregon because they're not high enough efficiency. So the Toyota Corolla or the Toyota Camry level of HVAC products that we used to be able to have ready access to, those are all going away in favor of only the ultra-high efficiency units because of legislative action taken by the state of Oregon.
So the ultra-high efficiency also means ultra-high cost, unfortunately.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. And a lot of these things, like, for instance, if your air conditioner goes out in the middle of the summer, you may have the unhappy realization that not only is the cost of the repair really, really high due to no fault of the contractor, you may not even have access to product because of this. But here's something else that your listeners need to know. Anything that is outside work during these warm temperatures and the occasional forest fires that we have can be problematic, because one of the 67 executive orders that Kate Brown issued back in 2020 had to do with heat and smoke rules.
That's right.
So once again,
I forgot about
legislative.
That.
Yeah. Once again, this wasn't done legislatively. The governor just said to Oregon OSHA, by the way, Oregon has its own OSHA because we're special, right? Federal OSHA is not good enough for us. We have to have our own OSHA. So she had them initiate these rules so that up to 70 degrees, the workers can work outside. That's okay. 70 to 80 degrees, you have to take mitigation methods. You have to give them work breaks every so often to theoretically cool down. And in many situations, if it's 90 degrees or over, they cannot work at all.
Which is going to make it even more difficult to get roofing done. I was just thinking about that. I'm glad you brought this up, because I need to get my roof cleaned, you know, because of moss. You know, it needs to be serviced there. And
it's a big deal.
Now, is this something where I'm going to have to keep the garden hose trained on the roof crew to keep them cool I'm going to have misters going on around them as they clean the moss off? Is that what I'm going to have to do? Just curious. Yeah.
You know, the thing is when the governor issues these directives to the state agency that makes the rules, there is no means test for financial accountability. In other words, they don't care how much it costs. This is the rule. If it costs 10 times the normal cost, you know, we're sorry about that, but there you go.
Okay, do you happen to have a Kate Brown voodoo doll? I know she's out of office, but do you have one handy? I'm just curious.
Oh, you know, those 67 executive orders that she issued in 2020, I'll tell you, the gifts just keep on. You know, that's where we got CFEC. That's where we got so many of these things that we're struggling with now. But I'm just saying, anyone that if you need outside contracted work, and of course we get lots and lots of days here in Southern Oregon
where it's hot.
Over 90. I can't tell you how many buildings I built.
Okay, the bottom line though, get it done now. Get it done now rather than later.
Get it done now. Anything that you need done, get it on the books now. Get it scheduled now while it's more affordable.
All right. Appreciate the call there, Brad. Thanks for making a good Conspiracy Theory Thursday call. It's just the conspiracy of executive order theory. Well, it's actually a fact, really. Appreciate the call. 770-5633. Let us do the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. Now, like we said, Diner 62, $20 gift certificate for and your lunch destination and so much more. Now, we have three callers lined up because I had Brad on the fourth line. There is one spare line. Now, I'm playing Tom Petty because it was today in rock and roll history, May 23rd, Tom Petty defied his record label and he filed for bankruptcy. So it has to do with the bankruptcy, what this is all about. Let me go to line one. Good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello? Don't listen to the radio. Okay, if you don't listen to the radio, you cannot listen to the radio because it's a 20-second delay. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome. Hello?
Is it me?
It is you. Who's this?
Okay, I didn't know for sure. Okay,
Lauren, we don't need to talk about what you didn't hear. You're on, okay? All right.
I hear.
All right. At the time in a typical recording contract, a record label, Lauren, advanced an artist a certain sum of money against future earnings from royalties. But because the cost of things like studio time, marketing support, and tour expenses have to be recouped, a lot of artists who signed their recording contracts never sold enough money or records to earn out their advance. So this is what we're talking about, Tom Petty declaring bankruptcy, all right? At the time of Tom Petty's bankruptcy filing, he had little to show financially for the two hit albums already behind him. There was the 1976 Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers featuring Breakdown and American Girl. 1978, You're Gonna Get It. And then he was unhappy with his terms of contract with Shelter Records, so he seized upon the sale of Shelter by ABC to industry giant MCA as justification to declare himself, in effect, a free agent. And he held out his next album, Damn the Torpedoes, from release. That had a lot of great hits on it, Don't Do Me Like That and everything like that. So MCA Records ultimately blinked, and it agreed to release Tom Petty from his existing contract, but immediately re-signed him to a $3 million contract, okay? But squabbles continued with the record company into 1981, Lauren. Tom Petty once again threatened to withhold his brand new album then, Hard Promises. What were they fighting about at that time? So he declared bankruptcy, and then he's fighting MCA in 1981. Was it about A, how much the studio and production overcharges were? Was it B, they were underpaying his previously earned royalties? Was it C, the selling price of the album? Was it D, song credit and album cover design? A dispute over that? Or was it E, the planned date of release? It's one of those five. I don't know if you're a Tom Petty fan. I was at the time, but
no.
What do you think?
I don't have a clue. I'm just going to go with the failure to pay his past royalties.
The royalties. Yeah, that's a good one. In other words, you're ripping me off. No.
Yeah.
Not this time. I'll go to the next line there. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello?
Bill?
Yes.
Hello, Bill?
Hi.
Bill.
Who is this?
Bill, this is Peggy.
Okay, Peggy. Yeah. We're doing a contest, Peggy. Okay?
I know. Something's wrong with the phones.
Oh, okay. I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't hear the white noise.
Okay. Okay, this is the pebble in my shoe. If you don't hear the white noise, but I'm talking to you and we're talking back and forth, we're connected. Okay? Love you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So, Tom Petty declares bankruptcy, and then in 1981, he won't give them the album. Was it about studio and production charges, selling price of the album, song credit and album cover design problem, or when they were going to release it? What do you say, Peggy?
C.
Selling price of the album?
That's it.
Okay.
You're a winner!
Finally, you get your pancakes. I know you've been starving for weeks here, and we don't want you on SNAP benefits like everybody else is. So we're gonna.
That's right.
MCA thought its squabbles with Petty's were behind, but you see, what they wanted to sell Hard Promises for was $9.98. That was a buck more than what the typical album went for at that time. And Petty then said, "Nah, I don't like that. If we don't take a stand, one day these records are going to be $20." He didn't think about the inflation we have, right? And once again, MCA finally blinked, sold the album at retail for $8.98. All right? Pretty good stuff. And by the way, I don't know if you're a Tom Petty fan. I always was. And Hard Promises, I actually thought was my favorite Tom Petty album next to Full Moon Fever. But Hard Promises had that song with Stevie Nicks, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. That was a big hit out of that, and I just really liked it, okay? So,
no,
Peggy,
but I am a Trump DeSantis fan.
Trump DeSantis fan? You would like that. See, I'm glad someone...
Absolutely.
It can't happen, though, because of the Florida thing. I wish it could be.
That's the best ticket there is.
Yeah. And what I couldn't understand, Republicans trashing DeSantis, you know, all the time, because we're thinking, he's doing what Republicans supposedly say they want done. But then it's like all their focus is on is razzmatazz rather than what actually happens there. But that's
just
me.
If we just start thinking about policy instead of the personality,
yeah,
I think, just put that in a box.
All right.
Policy instead of personality.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Peggy, hang on. We're going to send you to Diner 62. All right. We have a little more time on open phones if you want Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and you know how much I love Conspiracy Theory Thursday calls. 770-5633, 770-KMED. Oh, by the way, before we take off and I fill out Peggy's name here and everything else, we wouldn't have Tom Petty's music around today if it wasn't for a chance encounter with Elvis. It was the summer of 1961, and Tom Petty was about 10 years old, and he was living in Gainesville, Florida, where he was born, and at that time, Petty's uncle, Earl Jernigan, was working on the set of a movie called Follow That Dream in Florida, and Presley starred in the movie, okay? Petty's uncle had invited Tom Petty to watch the shoot, and then when Petty first saw Elvis, Petty said, he stepped out radiant as an angel. He seemed to glow and walk above the ground. It was like nothing I'd ever seen in my life, and in this interview, he says, that's what kicked off my love of music, and I'd never thought much about rock and roll until that moment. So if it hadn't been for Elvis, there would have been no Tom Petty. Tom probably would have gone to work as a, oil services worker or something like that. A pretty interesting story. Pretty interesting story on KMED, KCMD. If you're turning 65 soon and need to learn about Medicare and your options for supplemental coverage, Lynn at Sky Park Insurance can help. Just ask Karen.
Hi. I spent 45 plus years in the health industry, so I wanted someone with expert knowledge. Lynn either knew the answer or got right back to me with details. She went the extra mile. Thanks, Lynn.
Sky Park makes Medicare enrollment easy. Enroll or review your plan with Lynn Barton at Sky Park Insurance. Call 541-499-0958.
This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me, 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Meyer Show on KMED.com.
Attention, Oregon homeowners and renters. Is your property wildfire ready? The Oregon State Fire Marshal's Defensible Space Program is here to help you find out. Did you know you can help protect your home from wildfires by creating defensible space? They offer free assessments to all Oregonians at your home to provide valuable tips and ideas to protect your property. Sign up for a free assessment and get tips to protect your property before fire season. For a limited time, people in select areas of the state are eligible to receive $250 to kickstart their spring defensible space projects after they get a free assessment. Don't miss the chance to make your home fire smart and pocket some extra green to help with your projects. Visit OregonDefensibleSpace.org, OregonDefensibleSpace.org. That's OregonDefensibleSpace.org for more information and to schedule your free assessment today. Don't wait. Let's make Oregon safer together.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
It's 8:52, open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, the final Conspiracy Theory Thursday of May. Where is it? No, next week. Oh, I guess we do have one more. Okay, that was fake news. Unintentional fake news. Got to get my math right. Yeah, the 30th, 31st, and then it'll be June 1st, and then, okay, there we go. Fine. Let me go to line one. Hello, hi, who's this?
Good morning, Bill. It's Lucretia.
Lucretia, you should have warned me. You should have warned me. I should have had the klaxons go out because, we have to have your theme. In fact, I should set up something so that I have a little whoop, whoop, whoop when you call. What are you thinking?
Well, I want to stop World War III and communism. So,
That's a pretty high lift. Okay, so you want to stop World War III and communism? I have to admire your fervor, young lady. All right, what are you thinking?
Okay, I've got a quiz question. Quite five of them.
Oh no, I hate it when you quiz me. Because you usually quiz me on five or six doctors I've never heard of and a book that was printed in 1897 that the globalists are using and also whatever the chemical compound is that's being sprayed in the sky at the moment. So help me out, okay?
Okay, Bill. Listen, you can tell who somebody's allegiance to through this symbol, as Jordan Maxwell said. Okay?
Okay.
So first one, the Lincoln statue. Where he's sitting on that chair, you know, the armchair. Mm-hmm. What's below each arm?
Okay, one more time.
What is the symbol below each arm of that armchair, of the Lincoln statue?
You know, I can't say I exactly looked at it closely, but what was it?
Okay, I'll tell you in a minute. One more thing. You've got to answer this. They're all the same.
Oh, no.
The back of the dollar bill, it says Nova Ora Seclorum. What language is that in?
Latin, isn't it?
Yeah. Who was behind Latin?
Who was behind Latin? I don't know.
Who used it? Wasn't Jewish. Okay. Wasn't Hebrew.
Okay.
Okay.
All
who
right.
Who are the leaders?
Okay. Where are we going on this, though?
We've got to know who our enemy is. Who's behind this whole creation of communism, all this pedophilia, all this dumbing down, all this mind control? Government means government of the mind. You know, we know what Edward Bernays and Bertrand Russell said. You know, they dumb us down, and you know our leaders are. You know,
okay, well, now what are you going to the Jews or what? Is that where you're going?
No.
Okay.
This is who's behind even World War III. So the Belford, he was what? You know, that set up the Israel Straight, and it was talked about.
Okay. So you're talking about the Brits then, right? I'm going to be off the air here pretty soon, and I don't want people to be frustrated. Give me your conclusion and your thought. I don't want any quizzes. I don't want to go through all the doctors. Give me the quiz, okay?
But the leaders of Britain, Germany, and Soviet Union, they were all first-degree cousins, and they were what? What was their religion? They were all first-level cousins. In World War One,
first level what?
In World War One, the leaders of these three countries were
first level what? I need you to speak directly in the phone. You're really frustrating me this morning, Lucretia. Okay,
and they were all Jesuits.
Jesuits. Oh, okay. Why didn't you start with Jesuit, and you would have saved me about 3 minutes of frustration with you? Okay.
I know.
I love you, darling, but you know, hey.
No, wait, Albert Pike. He was a Jesuit. Okay. And what did he say that 50 years before World War One, he said it was who it would be between. He said 70 years before World War Two, what it would be between, how they would set up the Israel state. And what did he say about what would bring World War Three on?
I'm waiting. I'm not biting on you any longer on this one. I'm not going to try to answer your quiz questions of something I haven't studied.
Max Eason says, why is Israel creating so much hatred? See, what's the plan? Albert Pike, a Jesuit, said they would create such hatred of Israel that both, you know, they lost that whole territory to the Muslims way back 1,000 years ago, and they want it back. So what they're going to do is have Israel and the Muslim, or the Islamic State, bomb each other into oblivion. It'll kill all those people, but it'll create the whole rest of the whole war. You've got to reread Albert Pike and what he said would cause World War III and the mayhem and the absolute.
Okay, now you see, you could have said that in about 90 seconds and saved me a lot of time, okay?
I know, but Bill, like even...
No. You got to listen to me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
You try to say it all.
You know,
in 90 seconds.
God love you. You know, next time I'm going to put a timer on it. You're going to have a little ding, 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 ding.
I don't know how.
And then it's going to be 90 seconds. Because remember, talk radio is not professorial. Talk radio is, you give me a quick point, And, Brian, you know, I have great respect for a lot of your points, even though I can't go down. I can't take any more rabbit hole. All right. That I've reached the limit of rabbit hole, Lucretia. OK,
we've got to stop World War III.
Yeah, no. But studying Pike is not going to stop World War III right now. I don't think Jesuits are out there pulling the strings in the Middle East. But that's a great conspiracy theory Thursday, okay? Yeah, someone's saying that, hey, World War III is going to happen by this. You know what? You're saying the Jesuits are pulling all the strings for everything else. And so any Jesuits listening, you go ahead and email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. I'm going to go start drinking heavily and getting a jump on Memorial Day weekend. And I might be back tomorrow morning if I feel like it. Email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. We'll see you then.
Severe storms like the one in Willamette Valley this winter should make property owners take stock in three states.
Hang on.
This is Jeff. With